You're watching Press TV's Top 5. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, just days after the deadly Israeli airstrike in Syria killed six Hezbollah fighters and an Iranian military commander, Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, or the IRGC, warns Tel Aviv should await a crushing response. Now, the IRGC commander, Major General Mohammad Ali Ja'afari, says Tel Aviv has in the past experienced the manifestation of Iran's ire. He said that Tehran will continue and increase its support for resistance fighters in the region, as it has done in the previous Israeli wars in Lebanon and Palestine. The latest Israeli attack took place in the Syrian city of Qunitra, near the Lebanese border on Sunday. Iran and Hezbollah have been helping the Syrian army confront the Takfiri insurgents, who have been wreaking havoc in both Syria and Iraq. Joining us now from Austin is Trevor Labonte. He's a musician and political analyst, and he joins us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, first of all, I would like to get your opinion on this attack that was carried out by Israel on these six Hezbollah fighters and Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps. Now, tell us a bit more what you feel about the fact that tell us a bit more about what you feel about the fact that Israel is striking those very people who are at the moment trying to fight the ISIL insurgents, who its ally, the U.S., claims to be fighting against as well.
Well, it's very clear that ISIS and Israel work closely together, and in fact that Israel created ISIS, and its leader is a Mossad agent named Shimon Elliott, and everything that the Takfiris do is in perfect accordance with what is laid out in the Oded Yenon Zionist plan for the Middle East. Now, what I think is going on right now is that, you know, there's been six attacks recently in the last 18 months, Israeli attacks in Syria, and I think it is because there recently were quote-unquote peacekeepers that were driven from the region by the Jabhat al-Nusra Front, which has received military, strategic, and financial aid from the Zionist entity, and that now what the Israelis are doing is providing cover for ISIS and blatantly helping ISIS to try to eventually occupy more Syrian territory and turn it into Jewish-only colonies for Israel.
Right. So now, in the light of these attacks, Iran has vowed to continue to support resistance against Israel within the region. And also, let's not forget, Israel has moved its Iron Dome missile batteries towards the border with Lebanon. What kind of a response do you see coming from Hezbollah, which has proved to be a formidable force, specifically when resisting Israel?
Well, one of the things that I think makes Hezbollah so mighty and is their intelligence, and that they are too smart to take the bait. This is another, like I said, in the last 18 months, there have been at least six blatant provocations by Israel. And so the best thing that I think for Hezbollah to do is to just not take the bait, because that is what the Israelis want, is a larger conflagration, and to bring in some other backup forces in the region, and also to spread out the resistance forces so that that the Takfiris and Israelis can battle them more effectively. So,
okay, let's wait and see how this pans out. Of course, that was Trevor Labonte, musician and political analyst, joining us from Austin. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.